The Great Train Robbery, Disc 2.
Chapter 7. The Swell. Teddy Burke, 24, was working the Strand at 2 in the afternoon, the most fashionable hour. Like the other gentlemen, Teddy Burke was decked out, wearing a high hat, a dark frock coat, narrow trousers, and a dark silk choker. This outfit had cost him a pretty, but it was essential to his business, for Teddy Burke was one of the swellest of the swell mobsmen. In the throng of gentlemen and ladies who browsed among the elegant shops of this thoroughfare, which Disraeli called the first street in Europe, no one would notice that Teddy Burke was not alone. In fact, he was working his usual operation, with himself as dipper, a stick man at his side, and 2 stalls front and back. Altogether, 4 men, each as well-dressed as the next. These 4 slipped through the crowd, attracting no attention. There was plenty of diversion. On this fine early summer day, the air was warm and redolent of horse dung, despite the busy working of 12 street urchin sweepers. There was heavy traffic of carts, drays, brightly lettered, rattling omnibuses, 4-wheel and hansom cabs, and from time to time an elegant chariot rode past, with a uniformed coachman in front and liveried servants standing behind. Ragged children darted among the traffic and turned cartwheels under the horses' hooves for the amusement of the crowd, some of whom threw a few coppers in their direction. Teddy Burke was oblivious to the excitement and to the rich array of goods on display in the shop windows. His attention was wholly fixed upon the quarry, a fine lady wearing a heavy flounced crinoline skirt of deep purple. In a few moments, he would dip her as she walked along the street. His gang was in formation. 1 stall had taken up a position 3 paces ahead, another was 5 paces back. True to their title, the stalls would create disorder and confusion should anything go wrong with the intended dip. The quarry was moving, but that didn't worry Teddy Burke. He planned to work her on the fly, the most difficult kind of dip, as she moved from 1 shop to the next.
"Right, here we go," he said,
and the stickman moved alongside him. It was the stickman's job to take the pogue once Teddy had snaffled it, thus leaving Teddy clean should there be any hue and cry and a constable to stop him. Together with the stickman, he moved so close to the woman he could smell her perfume. He was moving along her right side, for a woman's dress had only 1 pocket, and that was on the right.